Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Guadalupe, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, children, we keep a special feast day, just as we were very happy to honor in September the North American martyrs who were missionaries who died on our own soil in what would become the United States or the country of Canada. So too, and even more today, are we thrilled and happy to honor our Blessed Mother who appeared on the North American continent, just a little bit outside of what is today Mexico City. Was the year 1531 when the Blessed Mother came to America. Why did Our Lady come? She came in order to convert all of the millions of Indians in that country who, just a few years before, were still enslaved by the worship of devils and human sacrifice and terrible things that they did. They were called the Aztecs. And now, Our Lady is so gracious and kind that she appears dressed as an Aztec princess who's going to have a baby, because back then the women of that country who were going to have a baby wore kind of a black ribbon around their waist, and that was the sign. And on her dress were beautiful stars, and each one of them was a symbol for a word in the Nahuatl or Aztec language, which told a story. So that when the Indians came to look at the picture, they saw the whole story about how Our Lady would come and she and her child would conquer the stone serpent, which was the devil that those poor Aztecs used to worship. And because of this miracle, why, there were millions of converts, and Our Lady converted the whole country in the year 1531. She appeared to someone who had already converted to the faith. His name was Juan Diego. He was an Indian. And he was on his way to church and catechism class. He had to walk very far. He walked 14 miles every day to get to church. And it was cold and kind of dry there in Mexico at this time of year. And he was on his way to church, hurrying along past the rocks and the cacti, when he heard beautiful music, singing such as he has never heard before. And then he saw on the hillside, bathed in a golden light, our Blessed Mother, dressed as a princess of his race, standing right next to him. And then she spoke to him in very tender terms about telling him not to be worried or afraid, but that his special job would be to go to see the bishop and to tell the bishop that he must build a church to honor Our Lady there in this valley outside of Mexico City. Well, he, after some initial confusion or hesitation, of course he obeyed Our Blessed Mother, but it took three separate visits, to the same bishop who was a holy Franciscan friar to convince him. And finally what had to happen was that the Blessed Mother picked with her own hands miraculous roses, because in December roses don't blossom, and she arranged them in her own hands very nicely in the tilma, or the cloak that those Indians used to wear. It was made out of a material called hemp. And so he very carefully held it in his cloak so as not to drop a single flower, and ran all the way, many miles, to the bishop's palace. And even though people were making fun of him and didn't want to let him in, he didn't get discouraged, and he didn't go away, and he waited for his time. And when he finally got in to see the bishop, now for the third time, he said, "This is the sign that you asked for, Your Excellency." And he opened up his tilma, and all of the beautiful roses fell to the floor. But all of the people that were there, the bishop and all the other priests and servants, they all fell to the floor too, on their knees. Not because of the beautiful roses, which were already a great miracle, but because of the beautiful picture that was on the cloak or the tilma of Juan Diego, a beautiful, miraculous image of the Mother of God. Now, since they were Spanish, they couldn't read the meaning of all the starry-type letters on Mary's robe, but they knew it was a miracle, and so they obeyed our Blessed Mother and built the church, and pretty soon Indians started coming from all over, and they would see the picture, and they would read the meaning, and they would ask to be instructed and to be baptized. And that's how Mary converted Mexico in a very wonderful and a miraculous way. And for the rest of his life, the humble Indian Juan Diego was the custodian of the shrine. It's a beautiful lesson, children, that the Blessed Mother comes to us and helps us, that Our Lady cares for us. She doesn't want us to worry or to be sad. She wants us to do her will and her Son's will in all things. And it's a great privilege that on American soil, on the North American continent, Our Lady came. So today, of course, we should say a prayer for our priests who help us out, who are from Mexico, and all of our Catholics who are down in Mexico. And as well, we should say a prayer for our own country, to ask Mary to come and to work a miracle and to convert many, many souls who are lost in paganism and the worship of devils, just as the Aztecs were so many centuries ago. In a moment now, the Holy Mass will begin, and we honor and thank Our Lady for what she did, and we ask her to give us just that same kind of obedience, just that same kind of faith that Blessed Juan Diego had in his own heart. And when we think of these miracles that last for centuries, we should remember how much help God has given to anybody who wants to find the truth. You see, the robe or the cloak, the tilma of Juan Diego, was made out of a kind of a material that only lasted a few years, and after a few years it would fall apart. But instead it has been miraculously preserved along with the beautiful picture there for many, many centuries. You see, the Blessed Mother truly does think of everything. Now let us think of just doing what she tells us to do, to be her most devoted servants, because we have been so honored by her apparition on American soil. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.